Thanks for getting us off to a flying start on that. I do need to make one or two points. First of all, the Pakistan Taliban, which has carried out these kinds of atrocities before, are adamant that they were not involved in the attack on the fruit and vegetable market in Islamabad. Indeed, they're in talks now with the Pakistan government, seeking to resolve the bloody conflict in which they have been engaged. The train was not by Wahhabis, but by separatists, by people seeking to break up Pakistan. And of course, there are many people who are involved and have an interest in the breakup of Pakistan. The Indian intelligence agencies, RAW, they have an interest in doing so. The gangster mafia chief in Edgware, outside London, the head of the so-called MQM, he has an interest in breaking up Pakistan. Indeed, almost daily calls for that breakup. And there could be others. But the mass murder on the train and the mass murder in the market are hallmarks of this nihilistic violence that in Syria is undoubtedly being carried out in the name of this extraordinary and very, very narrow interpretation of Islam, which somehow teaches people that you can get to heaven by murdering other people, even other Muslims, never mind any other religions. Mohammed, thanks for the call. Derek is on the line from Palestine, occupied Palestine. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, just two different comments. One on Pakistan. I think before you look at a solution to the problem, I think you should look at the cause of the problem. And I think it would be who is causing the problems. Everybody knows that one of the British tactics has been always been divide and conquer. And I think that could be part of what's actually happening in Palestine or in Pakistan at the moment. You have a situation where they're dividing between the Sunni and the Shia and between the Christians. And they're trying to divide the country, like you were saying, divide the country up and make it that they can influence policy much easier. And I think this is the problem in Pakistan at the moment. You have this situation where outside influences are trying to cause problems and then they can dictate policy within the country.
Okay, tell me something about the crisis now where you are in occupied Palestine, Derek.
Well, I'm in Gaza at the moment, and just as I was hanging on the phone for you, we lost power. This is a regular thing here in Gaza. We have power again until tomorrow. But the situation in Palestine at the moment, you've had a situation where the Israelis refused to release the prisoners, even though they said they would. And I think this is a deliberate tactic to sabotage the peace talks, because one thing the Israelis do not want and have never wanted is definite borders. They have never claimed, they are the only country in the world that has not defined their borders. And they continuously move them into Palestine, into Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and even part of Saudi Arabia, which most people don't even know that they occupy islands off Saudi Arabia. And this is their tactic, is to refuse to negotiate, and as long as they are not negotiating, then they can occupy more and more land. Even today, they have announced that they're going to occupy more, or that they are taking more land in Bethlehem.
Well, of course, Derek, even while they've been negotiating, they have continued to take more and more land. It's not that they are not prepared to negotiate. It's that they're not prepared to reach a conclusion to those negotiations. In fact, endless talks, meaningless, resultless talks are their stock in trade. Derek, take care of yourself in Gaza. Izza is on the line from Nigeria. Izza, welcome to the show. Izza, are you there? No, we lost that. We're talking about the crisis that has been created. Seems that there's always a crisis but been created by the decision announced by Zippy Livni, but on behalf of Netanyahu, that the promise that they made to induce the Palestinian negotiators to go to Washington, a promise that was underwritten by the government of the United States, has been unilaterally broken. They will not now free those prisoners, creating a real crisis and a real motive to Palestinian resistance organizations to seize Israeli soldiers and trade them for a far larger number of Palestinian prisoners. Izzat is on the line. We finally got him back in Nigeria. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, George. Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to speak a little bit about, you know, the issue in Pakistan.
Yeah.
You know, it's an issue of impunity, the level of impunity that is going on there. You know, I understand that the group, the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, which are based in the Lahore, you know, probably they have the sympathy of the government. The issue, you know, between, you know, the Shia and the Sunni Muslim, you know, it's not something that can be resolved with violence. You know, there must be this point where the two groups or the two, you know, school of thought should find a way to coexist as one. Back here in Nigeria, there is an issue of the Boko Haram, which is, you know, these are, you know, time bombs, you know, that have existed over the years. So the issue of the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, you know, and the annihilation of the Shiite Muslims, it's not an issue that can be resolved, you know, with killings. You know, there has to be a point where, you know, government should step in, and government should not have for any group, whether you are a Shiite Muslim or you are a Sunni Muslim or whatever. And also there is the issue of Taliban in Pakistan. You know, Taliban have, you know, the sympathy of some Pakistani citizens. So the government has to come in, the institutions of government, the police and the security agencies should make sure that people who commit crime against humanity are brought to book.
Well, look, Izzat, we have to... Thanks for that call, brother. We have to get our terms and our chronology and history correct here. The Pakistan intelligence agencies, ISI in particular, created the Taliban. They created the Taliban to go into Afghanistan to try to bring an end to the absolute mayhem and murder and total destruction that became Afghanistan after the withdrawal of the Soviet Union and the murder of President Najibullah. People aping the Afghan Taliban then emerged in Pakistan, inevitably. The creation of the Taliban was bound to have its echo inside the borders of Pakistan. The government of Pakistan has been following, under all parties, a pro-American war on terror strategy, including collaborating with the United States in the bombing of their own country. I mean, in Catch-22, the great novel, Peerless novel, commander, Milo Minderbender, rents out his own air force to bomb his own soldiers in order to make some money from it. It was extremely funny, deepest satire, but it's actually happening in Pakistan. The government of Pakistan is encouraging and facilitating attacks on their own country by the United States of America that it continues to insist is its closest ally. So the policy of governments of Pakistan is deeply flawed and bound to lead to greater support for this Pakistan Taliban. But I repeat myself, I don't believe that the attack in Islamabad was the Pakistan Taliban. I know that the attack on the train in Balochistan was not the work of the Taliban. Neither had it anything to do with sectarianism. Neither did the bomb in Islamabad have anything to do with sectarianism. This was just mass murder in a simply unfathomable kind, attacking the very poorest of your own people for no discernible political purpose at all, which makes me think that there may be more to at least the Islamabad bombing than currently meets the eye. Farida is in London. How can Pakistan protect its people, Farida?
Yes.
Go ahead, sister.
Hello, George.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, madame. Go ahead.
The atrocities that are being committed in Pakistan on daily basis, George. Can you hear me?
Yes, definitely.
Right. I know that as the government of Pakistan is in dire economic crisis, and the money that is being poured into Pakistan on whatever basis is being used by the ministers to just follow their own agenda. And the talks that they were supposed to be having with the Taliban have failed miserably. Saudi Arabia is now putting more money into Pakistan, in fact, asking for the Pakistani troops to help Saudi Arabia out with its own agenda. I'm afraid, to me, it seems that the government of Pakistan is for sale. You can buy the ministers, you can buy the defense ministers, and they will accept money on any terms. And if it means putting their own people at risk, I am afraid that the mess that these governments have created for the ordinary Pakistani on the streets is, I cannot forgive these people for bringing this kind of misery to their own people.
Well, Farida, I don't know if they're for sale, but they're definitely for rent. In Bahrain, where the democracy protesters are being gunned down and tortured, Pakistanis are deeply involved in that crime. As you say, Saudi Arabia has pressed not only that Pakistan soldiers should come to Saudi Arabia to protect Saudi Arabia from God knows whom, but has also encouraged Pakistan to send forces, regular or irregular, into the Mawr in Syria, where this method of indiscriminate mass murder is, of course, not just an everyday occurrence, but every hour of everyday occurrence. There's no doubt in my mind that money changes hands between the United States and leading political figures in Pakistan in connection with the drone attacks on Pakistan. It's hard to see any other reason why political leaders would agree to a foreign country bombing them and then continue to claim that that foreign country that's bombing them is their close ally. A strategic choice was made by ضیاء-الحق to turn to the United States, away from the special relationship that Pakistan had with China, its neighbor. It was a profound error of judgment. Now look, I need to take a break for 3 minutes so that you can hear the news headlines. Remember, we're discussing the crisis that Israel has created over the issue of prisoners and whether Pakistan can do anything to protect its people from the wave of murderous violence that's going on there. Don't go away. God willing, I'll be back here in just 3 minutes' time.